Welcome to the Interviews Podcast. Welcome, Interisti, to episode 92 of the Interviews Podcast, the official podcast of SempreInter.com. We are here for the post-match reaction of Genoa-Inter, which finishes 2-2 in the first game of the Serie A season. Goals from Vogliacco in the 20th minute, Marcus Thuram in the 30th, Thuram again in the 82nd, and Junior Macias in the 95th minute. As always, I am one half of your co-hosting duo, Alessandro Raffa, joined here by Gianni Paterno. I think that if you looked at the fixture list before the season, you would have circled this game as one of the tougher games. This is always difficult to travel to Genoa. As you saw today, the stadium was rocking. A great atmosphere to play in, but a difficult ground to play in. Even more difficult if it is your first game of the season. Overall, how do you think we played today, despite the result obviously not going our way? Do you think it was deserved based off of the standard of play? Or do you think we should have won the game?
I mean, personally, I think we should have won the game. I think Genoa had instances where they were controlling it, but I think for large portions of it, we were pretty calm. But it seems to be something that, you know, we tend to struggle with, which is finishing a game off. So obviously from a general perspective, they'll say they deserved it. You know, I mean, we scored a late goal to take the lead, and we hadn't really been threatening in the final third, but I don't know. I thought once we went up 2-1, I was like, all right, good. We're gonna get an easy win here. And by easy, I mean just like Seattle win. I don't mean like it was going to be like easy, but disappointing. Disappointing with the result, and I've got some thoughts that I'll save for when we get to it later.
Yeah. Definitely disappointing. It's really tough to assess a result like this when Genoa's goal came on Bissek just not playing that correctly, it hitting his hand in the 95th minute. Our keeper saves the penalty and it goes in on the rebound. So yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of optimism coming into the season, a lot of hype around Inter. I don't think that goes away based on this result. I think, like, if you jumble up the matches, a draw away at Genoa is a very probable result for a lot of teams. A lot of teams are going to struggle to take away 3 points. So it is one game. It is the first game of the season. But there is just that letdown kind of feeling. Just the way that they tied the game is really where this letdown comes from, because like you said, it felt like we were gonna see out an easy win. Not an easy win, but
yeah, just get all 3 points.
Okay, as usual for these post-match reactions, we go through first half, second half, and then give talk about the players, each player individually. Before we do that though, do you have any significant gripes, anything that you want to get off your chest with regards to this game before we get into like the play-by-play here?
I mean, we're gonna have to talk about the penalty then, if you really want to talk about gripes, because I'm still fuming about that.
The penalty that wasn't taken away from Inter?
No, the one that Genoa scored.
That was given. Do you have a problem with it being given, or you have a problem with the rebound? No one.
I have a problem with
there?
The rebound. That's my big gripe. Like,
me too.
Hockey, you get a penalty shot, you don't score, don't matter. If the puck comes right back to you, you don't get to just, you know, you get one shot. That's it. One shot. You're basically punishing the goalkeeper for making a save. And it's not just because it's Inter. I think this should be the rule for across the, whether it's a European competition, EPL, La Liga, there should, once a penalty is taken and it's saved, you, if it goes out of bounds, it could be a corner kick. If it's saved, it's for the goalkeeper's team to be a goal kick. That's how I think it should be. Always. I mean, what's the point of him making the save then? What is the point? Like, what, unless he catches it cleanly, which not every goalkeeper is going to do that. Some are going to get lucky with their foot and redirect it right back out. It makes no sense in this day and age that we have not changed this rule. We changed so many other now, like with the four different types of offsides calls, and we changed that, the offsides line and how far what needs to be off. Like, but we can't change the way penalties are taken and what happens after a goalkeeper makes a save. You know, there was a game where I forget who it was, but I remember Icardi took a penalty. He missed, and then he put in the rebound. I think that should have... You're punishing the goalkeeper, and it is insane to me. Insane. That in this day and age... Like, I had a feeling Sommer was going to make the save, and as soon as he made the save, and I saw it coming right back to me, I was like, oh, come on. Like, that was literally my reaction. Like, what is he going to do? Like, he's already down. He can't get up and dive across. It's just... It's so stupid. I hate that rule, into to lose a game, not lose, but give up 2 points because of that. It's infuriating to me. And I know some people are going to point to, oh, well, you know, look what he did in the first one. He had a howler on that one. That goal in the first half, I have a problem with, in the sense that if he doesn't jump up there and it hits the goal, he just lets it go and it hits the post and goes in, they get mad at him. So, like, we can get to that too, but I'm just saying, like, people are going to point to that. I'm more upset with the equalizer on the penalty, and I hope after this year, I know they're not going to change the rule in the middle of the season or even, like, one game into the season, but I hope after this year there can be some type of conversation about changing that rule.
They're never going to change that. They're never going
to
change that.
Well, then I'm gonna start watching tennis. I don't know what to tell you then. Like,
I think it's the way that it happened that makes it feel so egregious, because the way that the penalty was hit, it was
the worst penalty taken.
It was softly enough hit where the save, like, it's not struck so hard where when you save it, like, it just, you know, shoots out to one edge of the box. It was hit softly enough where the only thing that Sommer could do on that dive was just palm it. There was no way for him.
He wasn't going to bring his right arm back across. Yeah, he was not going to catch that.
It's
like,
just stopping it. It
unless
was basically,
he just falls literally straight down and then puts his arms out and tries it. Like, that's the only way.
It's stopping the ball and putting it so right stupid. Back into, which is the only way, really, the only thing that could have happened there. Anyway. Yes, very frustrating. All right, let's get into this game. So Inzaghi goes with the starting lineup of Lauti and Thuram up top. Lautaro, we talked about this, not a single minute in preseason, but he gets the start today and plays, I think it was like 80 minutes or something, 75 minutes or something. So he played a significant part in this game. Midfield was the same midfield as last year. Hakan Barella-Mickey, Di Marco and Damian got the start over Dumfries. Bissek gets the start over Pavard, Acerbi, Bastoni, and Sommer, which I think, as far as the lineup is concerned, that's kind of what we were expecting. Before we get into this first half, did you have any problems with that lineup?
No. I mean, I don't think anything would have been really different. Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about it already, what we kind of expected. I mean, I was kind of hoping that it would be Bissek in the middle and Pavard on the right. But I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, I wasn't upset with that starting lineup. As long as it wasn't Kode up top, that would have upset me.
Yeah, I mean, I have more of a thought on this lineup when the game is over, because I don't think Darmian can be starting at right wing back anymore. And I think that this problem is a lot bigger than we think it is as far as the right wing back is concerned. Tejan's injury is looming a little bit larger than maybe I was thinking it would. So regardless, as far as the game is concerned, so 7 minutes in, a really, really nice link up where I think Hakan finds Lautaro, who does a little flick onto Barella, plays in Thuram, not clear on goal, but one-on-one with his defender. He cuts inside and strikes it to the bottom corner. Golini gets to it, but it was a good start to the game. How did you feel Inter approach the game in the early minutes of the first half?
You know, I thought it was a little bit of a slow start in the earliest minutes. I think they were kind of easing their way into the match. And then they found their footing, and I felt like the link-up play was really good. I liked what I was seeing from Hakan and Lauti and Thuram and Barella. It just felt like, you know, they hadn't skipped a beat. And even with Lautaro not really playing in the summer or in the preseason, it still looked pretty good and crisp to me. You know, I had some issues with some of the passes with Mkhitaryan, but that was really it. For the most part, I would say, you know, I did like the start to the match for us. I mean, obviously, aside from not being able to get the goal right away, that was a great opportunity there for Thuram. And Golini made a fantastic save, which if you look at it, he was actually going away from where the shot was, and to be able to redirect and get down and make that save, I mean, that's a tough one.
He was huge for Genoa today.
I mean, yeah. Goalkeepers are always huge. When they go up against Inter, they show up in ways that have never been seen from them before. Because when he was at Atalanta, he was a joke. But
yeah. The first like 20, 25 minutes of the game, I think we had 70% possession. I think starting the game, it was slow the way that we were moving the ball. It was, you know, it was fine. But it was the sort of possession where they're just getting comfortable being on the ball, sort of taking the sting out of Genoa playing at home, like trying to keep the ball away from them and you know, not let them get any momentum. But it was slow. After Genoa scored the goal, I thought it picked up. The intensity picked up, which is something that we've seen from this Inter side, where they sometimes need to get kicked in the teeth in order to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it a lot, actually. So I thought after we conceded, we played much better. 14 minutes in, Çalhanoğlu gets a ball outside the box, hits it just swerved past the post. It was a good strike from him. 16 minutes in, Mkhitaryan gets a yellow card, which, you know, it broke Inzaghi's heart to take him off later in the game, but that's how it works. 18th minute, Sommer misplays a pass, and it almost proved fatal. It wasn't the misplayed pass there. That was when Vitinha got behind Bisek, and Sommer kind of hesitated as he was going to it. Vitinha should have went towards the ball a little bit more aggressively, but he didn't. Then we were let off there, and then eventually 20 minutes in, Genoa take the lead. So this ball comes into the box. You're saying that you don't have a problem with the way that Sommer played it?
No, I personally don't.
Okay, I disagree.
Okay, I don't expect. Like, I know. I think more people are going to side with you than me. So,
yeah, if you see the way that his body is moving, his hand goes up, but his body's kind of moving back into the goal. I think that he thought it was going over the bar. I think he thought it was going over the bar. And
I would agree with you there.
Because he thought that, the way that he played the ball, like, he didn't come up with his hands weren't coming up to grab the ball. Like, he was doing that thing that the goalies do where they just kind of put their hands up when it goes over the bar. Okay. So because he made the wrong read on that, Genoa got their opportunity.
So you're saying that he should have gone up, redirected it over the post, over the crossbar.
Gone up strong and either punched it over the bar. I don't think he's even really tall enough to jump up and grab it.
Definitely not tall enough to jump up and grab it. Yeah.
But I thought he should have redirected that over the bar.
Okay, I could definitely see that. And maybe I was just... So I'm looking at it as he's going up... See, I think he thought it's going over cleanly, and he didn't have to jump up, and that the only reason he put his hands up were just in case there's that instance where it just grazes the crossbar and goes in, or it comes down and he has to have his hands up just in case. I see what you're saying, and yes, that does make more sense. Yeah, he should have been probably more aggressive in there. So maybe I'll take back my stance, but I'm just what I was picturing in my head and what he's thinking. Again, we obviously don't know. Is that he thought that, hey, I'll just put my just in case kind of thing. But yes, I would agree with thinking of it that way. I would agree with your point of view.
After the goal was conceded in the replays, you could see him saying like it was on him. I think he knew that he misjudged that ball. Did you have a problem with how slow Inter were to react to that rebound?
Yes, that I did have a problem with.
That felt really like really reactionary, like not
even reaction. They didn't even react, so you can't even say reactionary. You know, like. But also leading up to that, I have a problem with you know, just it felt like some guys were running in quicksand. So coming back, I don't know. I'd have to go back and like actually like see that goal again to pinpoint who was not really tracking back in there. But
yeah, I thought Bissek was out of position. It's just disappointing because it was a mistake. Genoa scored both of their goals could have been avoided. So that's definitely part of the frustration here.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, so after Genoa scores, I think Inter pick up the pace a little bit. We score 10 minutes later. Barella puts in a ridiculous ball into the box, a perfect cross. Thuram gets up. Inter gets on the score sheet for the first time this season. That's a really good goal. That's a really good goal right there. A link up
best
between
two of them in the world.
Yeah. A link up between two of our most important players, two of the most important players in Serie A. And it was good to see us respond within that half, as opposed to going into the second half having to respond. They didn't let Genoa have the lead for too long.
Yeah, no, it was a good response. I mean, yeah, it felt like they did need a kick in the behind. The announcer on Paramount Plus, you know, he said some, you know, you don't want to kick a sleeping dog. Yes. Yeah, I would agree. Like, I think once you do that, yeah, it does change the way that we respond and react to the matches. I wish it wouldn't take something like that in the first game of the season. You know, maybe like later on when you're a little tired, you're a little weary, you know, you would hope that you would be a little bit more amped up for your first match of your title defense. But you know, it is what it is. But it was a great response. Fantastic cross into the box. You know, that's Barella's trademark. Right there on the edge of the 18. Crossing it in there. Thuram with a great header. And I love that he was able not only to get up, but then he put it far post. Yeah, it's a great technique. Something that, you know, I remember guys like Crespo and Icardi Di Vieri being able to do very well.
Was huge that, with that. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was beautiful goal and start to finish everything.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, just happy to see them like respond quickly and not let that lead, not let Genoa have that lead for too long. Golini makes another save on Thuram not too far after, And then Inter are awarded a penalty that is later chalked off by VAR. What did you think of the decision?
Not never a pen. To me, it's not even a question. Like, as soon as I saw the replay and I saw that it's Thuram who was trying to get his follow through and he hits Bade, I was like, yeah, it's nothing there.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it, because initially it looked like he clipped his heel. And I was like, ooh, definitely penalty. But then when you see the replay, like, definitely not.
Sorry, I'm just pulling this up here.
For the people.
For the people.
The YouTube community. What's up, YouTube? How you doing? And to those of you listening the audio version, what's up to you guys as well?
Jeez. I mean, just gorgeous goal. Just absolutely perfect delivery here. One times it into the box. I mean, that's just a great goal.
You know, piracy ruins the game, man. I always do stuff like that.
It does.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Thuram clearly kicked Badel's leg. When you the referee giving the penalty was absolutely the right decision. Because when you're watching that, like, it looked to me, I was like 100% that is a penalty. But on the replay, it's clear that he got the ball first and Thuram just kicked him. So we do not get that opportunity. And then in the 40th minute, another close opportunity for Inter. There's possession on the edge of the area. Genoa loses it, or Bisek wins the ball, has his shot blocked, and then Lautaro goes for his shot. Golini makes a stunning save, and then it comes to Di Marco, who volleys it, and it's headed off the line by Badelli. So obviously Inter continuing.
We've said his name three different ways.
Which one?
I've said Bade. You've said Badel, and now you just said Badelli. So Badelli.
I think on the commentary they said Badelli.
I've always heard Bade, but Bade. Maybe I'm not listening.
Who knows? That's a tough name. But anyway, then the first half ends. As far as, you know, 45 minutes to start your season, like, it was a mistake made by us that led to their goal, and then we scored an absolutely beautiful goal. Played well, picked up our intensity, dominated on the ball. So I thought it was a pretty good first half for us. Second half, we do score, put the ball in the back of the net. Who found Darmian on that ball? Who played Darmian in? Was it Thuram?
Was that?
I think it was Thuram.
I thought it was Hakan. You're right, Thuram.
It was Thuram. Thuram finds an on-rushing Darmian who plays the ball across the box, and Di Marco puts it in the back of the net. 52nd minute ruled out for an offside by Darmian, which was offside. No problems. Golini makes another save on Thuram again in the 59th minute.
He should have had four goals.
Should have had four goals. Like, the two of them went at it today. We make our first substitution. At this point, we have 71% possession, by the way. We make our first substitution in the 66th minute.
71, okay.
Yeah. Denzel comes on for Darmian, Fratesi on for Mkhitaryan. And I thought, again, like, we're playing marginally better because Fratesi was actually trying to insert himself in the game as opposed to Mkhitaryan, who went missing after he got the yellow card. Dumfries obviously offers more of a threat than Darmian, so I thought things were, again, looking really good for us. And then 75th minute. Oh, actually, no. There's that free kick in the 73rd. The dummy free kick. What did you think of that routine? The fake argument. Pump the ball into the box.
Kind of cheesy to me. You know, like, I don't know. Like, to me, it's like, yo, we're the defending champions. We don't have to do like a. I would rather it be like an actual trick play, not like something like corny like that. Like, I don't want to say what I'm thinking. because I might get canceled, but
don't do that then.
I'll tell you about it off pod what okay. I thought of that. It was just I think it was beneath us.
I agree that like it was to catch them off guard as opposed to some sort of like intricate trick set piece. So it wasn't, you know, wasn't the coolest thing. But 75th minute, another substitution. Mehdi Taremi comes on for Hakan Çalhanoğlu. We go with three up top, two in the midfield, Fratesi and Barella, and Augusto comes in for Di Marco. 82nd minute, Thuram gets his double. Originally ruled out for offside, VAR stepped in and confirmed the goal. Fratesi drives the ball into the box, lays off a good pass for Thuram, a good through ball for Thuram, and Thuram with a sublime finish.
Just a tasty chip. I loved it.
Tasty chip over the keeper. At this point, I have lost my mind. Just freaking out. Very happy that you know, VAR didn't screw us here, but let's go ahead and watch this goal. All right.
Taremi. Now for-
Sorry. The audio is going to be so funny.
So you see, Taremi is coming into the box here. Fratesi plays in. Just a gorgeous chip. Two for Thuram today. Top of the league, Capo Canoniere. You think he'll hold on to it?
Come on.
It's a good start. I do think that he's going to have a more prolific goal scoring season this year. I think as a striker, you know, that was his first season playing in a front two, playing as a striker. So I think this year, 1 year under the belt in Inzaghi's system, I think he's ready to explode. Another goal contribution for Fratesi has to be said. It's his thing. He gets introduced and then he contributes to goals. After the goal in the 86th minute, Aslani comes on for Lautaro. We go back to our formation. And then ball comes into the box. Bisek, I'm not sure exactly what he was doing. I don't know why his arm was up like that. It didn't look like he got his head to the ball first. Strikes his arm. Penalty. Messias takes it. Sommer saves. And Messias puts it away on the rebound in the 95th minute. Game ends 2-2. All right, before we talk about these players, let's talk about the play from the guys today. Did you think that like we looked seamless the way that we did last year, or does it look like we just came off a preseason? Because it looked like
it looks like we just came off a preseason. You know, I texted you privately and I said, you know, we look old, we look slow, we look tired. And that's kind of what I thought. You know, I thought a lot of the guys, at least the defense, you know, I think there was instances where Bisek looked good, and then there was instances where he just looked
young.
Yeah. You know, both goals really coming because of him. One was due to, you know, a lack of hustle and man marking. The other one was just the carelessness. I hate when center backs put their head down to head. I hate that. Like, why are you taking your eye off the ball? Like, what is that? What is that doing? I just don't understand it. Like, I just don't get it. But you know what? We'll just chalk that up to youth. And it's crazy to say that because he's what, 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
but it is, you know, as far as this level of competition.
Sure, but like I feel like that's something you're taught even, you know, from middle school age. So it's
I asked people to rank the defenders at Inter because of this specific thing. I thought that the hype for Bisek was really high, and I wanted to see if people were putting him as like the third best defender on the team, and they were. A lot of people put him as the second best defender over Pavard. he like super high ceiling, super high ceiling, but he doesn't. He's still like, you know, a kid.
That's pretty. That's pretty wild. Putting him over Pavard.
A lot of people. A lot of people put him over Pavard, and Acerbi. Like you gotta.
Acerbi, I would be okay with only because of the age.
Yeah, like, but
I mean, he's not, yes, he's not solid in.
He's not a better defender today.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. I would agree with you there.
Like there is an experience aspect to this that matters when you step onto the pitch. So, I thought as far as our play is concerned, there were periods where we looked really good. It wasn't super incisive, but also you have to give Genoa credit. They played tough. They played really tough. Every duel was, it seemed like our health bar was going down throughout the game. Like if this was a video game, it seemed like we were getting punched in the mouth on every single aerial duel. Every single tackle felt like it was crunching. I mean, Genoa, like I said, I don't think a lot of teams are coming to Genoa and taking points. I really don't.
So it's 38 games in the league, so 19 at home. How many games do you think they lose at home? Not draw, lose.
So 19 games at home?
Yeah.
I think they lose maybe 6.
I was going to say 5 or 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those 5 or 6...
They can't score
one may,
goals. That's
one or two
problem.
May be against teams that you don't expect them to lose to. Maybe.
Yep.
And the others might come from teams in the top, let's say top 6, 7.
They can't maybe. Score goals. That's their problem. You know, we'll see.
Mostly because Vitinha was, I mean, we talked about him, the finishing not really being there compared to, you know, guys like Goodmanson and Retegi, but you know, who knows? Maybe Pinamonti chips in a few goals and
I was gonna
I'm
say.
Surprised, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm happy he didn't play this game because he probably would have scored a winner against us. So
yeah. But I just say that because I think that had an effect on the level of our play. It was difficult to open things up. They started defending pretty deep. You know, after the first like 15 minutes into the second half. So tough to look good, but I mean, we put the ball in the back of the net 3 times on 3, you know, straightforward of the run of play type goals, not set pieces, not penalties, not there wasn't mistakes by the other team. It was put the ball in the back of the net on 3 occasions. One of them ruled out for offside, but I thought we played well today. I thought that there were just instances. I thought we played well enough to win this game in a really difficult game, but there were instances where either an individual player dropped his level or it was actually just 2 individual players dropping their level. So, all right, let's get into these players. Somer.
Are we doing just score or how do you want to?
What do you think of his performance? Give him a number.
I'd say a 6 out of 10. Yeah, I guess that was a mistake on the first one. The second one, he made the save. He did what you want your goalkeeper to do on a penalty. I don't fault him for that. I think he didn't really have much else to worry about. You know, he handled what he had to. Made one kind of mistake with his feet. But, I'd say okay game, you know, from
I'll
from
give
Somer.
Him a 5. I didn't think he had a good game.
Hater.
I didn't think he had a good game. I just think like in every single, when you don't have, he wasn't making saves throughout the game, right? Like Genoa wasn't troubling him. So every other aspect of it, Like, he's such a good shot stopper, yes, but every other aspect of the game was he wasn't good today. The long balls out of the back were not good. He made an individual error. He did save the penalty. He's not at fault for that ball going in. But I just thought he looked unsure today. I'm not quite sure. But everyone's gonna have a bad game. He happened to have what I hope is his, you know, get it out of his system game. Because it wasn't up to par today. All right, the defense: Bisek, Acerbi, and Bastoni. Did any one of these guys like particularly stand out to you?
No, not a single one of them.
Yeah, I thought Bastoni was fine. I don't think that he was like.
I think he was the best of the three.
He was the best of the three,
which isn't saying much because I didn't think the other guys were good at all.
But he wasn't as incisive today. You didn't see him. He made some passes in the first half to try to find DiMarco and Thuram running into the channel. But after that, like in the second half, you didn't see the same incisiveness that we're used to from Bastoni. But I'm not going to beat him up for it because he was safe today. He defended well. He played well and also gave us 90 minutes when it wasn't expected that he was going to have to do that. People were unsure if he was going to start. So I'll give Bastoni a 6.5 for the day. Acerbi, he was fine. He was fine. I don't honestly have much more to say outside of he was fine.
Yeah, I'd say a 5.5 for Acerbi and a 5 for Bisek.
I thought Bisek did a lot of really nice things today. I thought Bisek.
Yeah, but when your two glaring errors are the reason you don't get 3 points, I think that brings you down to a 5.
You're calling the first goal a glaring error from him? Error. I can't even say this fucking New York
accent.
If you don't
hustle, yeah, man, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with guys who don't put maximum effort in defending when you are a defender. Like if you get in that box or you even press your man or mark your man the way you're supposed to. Who knows what happens there? Maybe he gives up a penalty. Maybe he makes a great clearance. Maybe he gets in there and gets his foot in there and it doesn't, you know, become an easy goal, essentially. I don't know. But I have a big problem with guys who don't. You were awarded for your efforts from the preseason. I think he was you said the MVP. I didn't go with him only because I didn't want us both to have the same answer. But where was that effort in this game?
That's
my problem. So
until
it's a bigger error on Sommer, but I think that you are all like you could equally give blame to both, in my opinion. But that's me.
The word in my head for Bisek before he had that handball today was that I thought he looked like a weapon. I thought he was a bolt. Like in that first half, that through ball that he had to DiMarco. Winning the ball in the Genoa box, having that shot saved by Golini. I thought he was like aggressive. We didn't see like those trademark Maisie runs, but I thought he was good. I thought he was just good. I thought he looked like an absolute weapon for us. But the handball, it's not one of those situations where like he was doing the right thing. It just happened to hit him in the hand. Like the positioning was wrong. It was just wrong. He misplayed that. So I'll give him a 6 for today because I thought he did some really nice things. Miki, Chala, Barella. I think the obvious standout is Barella. He gets a 7 from me. The assist. He was trying to do a lot today. And I just thought that he showed his quality. Çalhanoğlu. He was good today. He was good today. I think they were roughing him up a little bit, and he didn't quite have as much space as he typically does. But I thought he was dangerous. Not the best game from him, but I think I can give him 6.5. Mkhitaryan, another 5. I don't know what he did today. I I couldn't tell you what he did today. I really couldn't. There were some giveaways. There was He got an early yellow card. Yeah. This might have been genuinely one of the most like puzzling performances from him in an Inter shirt.
If he had Zielinski, he comes off sooner than he did.
Without question. Yeah. I thought Zielinski would have done amazing today. Part of the reason you keep Mkhitaryan in is because he will chase you down and harass you, and he does the hard defensive work. But that, not even that was a factor today. I really didn't like this game from Mickey. I really, really didn't. Dropped another player that dropped his level.
Another year older. That's the thing. We're just getting older.
Any numbers for these guys from you?
I'd go with a 5 for. I think the only one I would go a little higher is Barella. I'd agree with you on the other two, but I'd go a 7.5 for Barella.
Okay. All right. The wingbacks, Darmian and Di Marco. Darmian, another one that I'm just not. I just don't think that he's a right wing back anymore. I don't think that that's his position anymore. I think he's a backup right center back. I love Darmian. He's been such a good player for Inter. Such a steady, solid player. But I say this with all the respect in the world. We need to upgrade that position. Badly. Badly, badly, badly. This cannot be... I'm gonna get all worked up. What'd you think of Darmian today?
Yeah, no, gonna have to agree with you as well on that one. I think that he definitely should be, exclusively backline coverage at this point. He had one good instance going forward, one decent cross into the box, but that's not all you can get from a guy playing that position. You need more. And even though I think he's solid defensively and much better than Dumfries defensively, like. I don't know if you remember late in that game in the game, Vitinha cooked Dumfries and Bisek.
Yep,
and that was he played the full game, so he's got tired legs. He's going up against fresh legs and Dumfries and tired legs and Bisek, and he still bodied them. So I think Darmian would have handled that better, but we need more, and I agree. I actually would have thought.
You know what,
tough. Like I think we do need to upgrade the right wing back, but also center back. I really don't think we're gonna see, like, this is just game one, and I didn't like what I saw from Acerbi. 37 more league games, and we're not even talking about Coppa Italia, Supercoppa, Champions League, Club World Cup, and this is what we're gonna go with. Like,
do you remember some of the monster games that De Vrij had last year? He had some really great games.
He also had some stinkers too. So it's like I want someone young who's ready to step in now. Like ready to step in now. Like
I don't think that Acerbi De Vrij is gonna last all season, but I also
it's not.
I also am fine with like Bisek being cover there, like we talked about in the preseason pod, him being the first guy off the bench. Our right wing back, like, this system relies on the wing back so heavily, and that department is not looking good. Darmian is a solid player. He's really good in a pinch. He's really good to see a game out. If anything happens to Dumfries, like, oh man, I don't know. Di Marco was okay today.
I'd say a 5.5, 6.
Yeah, I'd say a 6.
Rindy Marco.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about there. And I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little too critical for the first game. I don't know.
No, I think we can be critical. I think what Interisti need to not do is freak the fuck out. Like, not, because I've already seen it on Twitter, and I'm staying off Twitter for the rest of the day, because it's just ridiculous, guys. Like,
I'm just cleaning up my Twitter. That's all I'm doing the rest of the day.
It is yes, game one, it's really important. But at the end of the day, there's 38 of these games. The away trip to Genoa.
37,
you're right. And the away trip to Genoa is going to be a rough fixture for a lot of teams. We should have won this game if it wasn't for two individual errors.
Kirby said it best, man. You know, when we won the triplete, we drew our first match.
Yeah.
So, like, let's not hit panic just yet. Like, yeah, it's disappointing. We could all be frustrated. Yeah. We could all be disappointed. But if you're thinking the season's over or that Milan's going to run away with the league or whatever it is, like...
If you're hitting the panic button game one, into your title defense season, like...
You're going to kill yourself by match day 10 then. Like, just shut up. That's really where you're at.
I hate these people. Like, I cannot stand these kind of fans. I can't fucking stand these kind of fans. I'll be real honest. Like, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Tell me how you really feel.
This team just won the second star. Beppe shit, Inter shit. Like, this game was... This is a tough fucking game, and it was won, if not for two individual errors, okay? They're going to bounce back. They're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. It's like,
you know, we didn't do this. We didn't do this in the market. Like, we're expecting them to get rid of dead weight, right? Who's going to want to buy dead weight?
Yeah.
Like, would realistically, like, let's say we were in the other team that they were trying to sell Correa and Arnautovic to. Would we really want to buy those players when we've seen that they're dead weight? Like,
I saw someone say, oh, if we just sign Hermoso, Depay, like, we'll plug the holes and we'll be great. It's like, what? You want to bring in more 30-year-olds into this fucking team?
And Memphis is a trap. Like, I would take a waiver or a flyer, I should say, on Martial. I would consider that if he was willing to bring down his wages.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I don't think Hermoso.
My problem with that is not the players. It's the fact that you're like, let's bring in more 32-year-olds. That'll fix it.
Well,
like,
but
we just brought in two this year.
Depay had one good game last year, and it was against Inter. And I think that's what Interisti are going off of, is what he did, because that guy misses so many opportunities. We would lose our minds if we watched Memphis Depay. Like,
yeah, I don't want to go down a tangent.
No Memphis and Mario Hermoso. Like, look, he's a solid role player, but that guy doesn't put you over the hump or change anything really in defense. Like, he's not a guy that I'm like game changer.
A lot of people are really don't understand how things work, unfortunately, and they seem to be some of the loudest voices on Twitter. Anyway, let's keep going with these fucking player ratings. Lautaro was not good today. Very much off the pace, to be expected. He gave us a huge chance in even trying to be here. It should have been Taremi Thuram today. He shouldn't have had to play all these minutes, but obviously with that I mean hurt. You know, Taremi Thuram was what it was supposed to be. Would have wanted to do this, and you know, let Lautaro get up to fitness, but that's not how
I think I agree. I think if Taremi doesn't get hurt, obviously Lauti comes on as a second half sub, we're fine. But yeah, unfortunate that it happened this way, and obviously you see the rust was still there, and I'm not gonna like be too upset with his performance. Yeah, he didn't do anything, but I'm not, you know what, it is what it is with that.
Yeah, I agree. That's not killing him. Just saying, you know, he wasn't great today.
Yeah.
Thuram was brilliant today.
Man of the match, 8 out of 10 for me. Should have had more. I think he would have, you know, I would have bumped him up, obviously, if he got a third goal or something. But I thought his movement off the ball was great. He looked on form. He looked like a man on mission. So very happy with that. I'm glad that his mediocre performance at the Euros didn't carry over to how he started with the club. Because obviously I don't care about the French. I'm more happy that he's performing for the club. So yeah, no, great play all around, and just unfortunate. Yeah, we didn't get a third goal. That's all.
Quick update: Torino has a 1-0 lead over Milan in the 45th minute.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get excited because you know they're gonna get something in like the 92nd. So
yeah, just saying. Thuram got a 9 from Fatmob. That's pretty fun.
You and
9.3 from SofaScore. That's pretty interesting.
Stupid.
Look, I don't think they're I don't think they're accurate, but
stupid.
I like that they recognized his game.
I just
today.
Deleted a tweet about my thoughts on people that use use ratings apps.
They're interesting to look at. Okay.
Yeah. So is the sun, but you don't see me staring at that either. You know, like
that was good. That was good. All right. Davide Fratesi off the bench. I thought he was good.
Had a nice little dribble on the side, on the left side of the pitch there. I like that, the way he was able to, you know, I kept in my mind, I was yelling pass, pass, pass.
Me too.
He was able to dribble out of trouble there, and I liked it. Yeah, I thought he was pretty good today. Hopefully,
this is just what he does. He comes off the bench and he gets a goal contribution.
That's all he'll ever do.
But there's value in that. There's value in that.
Yeah, but he'll just never be a complete midfielder. And I don't think he's a guy that should even be considered for the national team, in my opinion. Like, I need you to be able to complete some passes. Eventually. I'm not saying, like, it's nice that he's able to do that. And maybe that's why he didn't pass, because he knows he can't. And that's why he tried to dribble out of the trouble there. But I don't know. I like complete midfielders. You need to be able to bring a little bit of everything, not just be good at one specific thing. That could be a striker, you know, a target man,
yeah,
a fox in the box. Like, this, you can get away with that as a striker.
We're not gonna have this Fratesi conversation today. He was good today.
No, we are. We, you know what? Now we are. Now that you said we're not gonna do it, that's exactly what we're gonna
do. This is he did his job.
How
did he get the assist? It was on a pass. No,
are we sure that was even what he was trying to do?
Outside of the blue pass, that's pretty...
Maybe he missed the shot.
That's pretty complete. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just a Fratesi hater. I think that's just what it comes down to. Not a fan.
Well, keeping on this theme, Denzel Dumfries. What'd you think?
Nothing good, nothing bad. Just there.
A little bad at the end.
At the end, letting yourself get cooked by a guy.
He had a really nice ball across to DiMarco. I'm remembering that DiMarco sky
to volley the one that that he volleyed. Yeah,
yeah. He had a really nice, really nice pass across the box. There was one instance where I can remember in my head, like, just saying, "Take him on, take him on." And then he just turned backwards and laid the ball off. It's one of the more frustrating things about his game, because it kind of feels like Dumfries was sold to us as someone who was going to be taking people on. But I can't remember the last time he took his man on.
Honestly, I was fooled. After that Euros, I was fooled.
Yeah.
I thought we were signing a monster. I really did.
I still think he's the best right wing back in the team and should be starting.
No, he's not.
Who's the better?
He's
right
the best
wing back?
Healthy right wing back in the team right now.
You think Tejan's better than him?
I don't think it.
Wow.
The dude can dribble. The dude could take on his man. He could score from outside the box. When's the last time Dumfries is even taking a shot from outside the box?
It's just not his game.
Give me Tejan Buchanan all day, Captain Canada.
Carlos Augusto comes in 75th minute.
Yeah,
I don't think he was that involved. Not much to say.
I really don't remember him even touching the ball.
Yeah, he wasn't very involved. Mehdi Taremi also makes his Inter debut. I thought he had some good movement, but I also thought he wasn't on the ball very much.
Yeah, but I think he did what he could with what he had.
Yeah,
when he did get the ball, I thought he played it out very well to releasing Thuram on the wing once. That was a really nice ball. And yeah, I'm excited to see what we can get from him. I am. I think that could be potentially the signing of the season for us. Not that we had that many signings, but
it's him or Zielinski.
It's him or Joseph Martinez, who we know is not going to get it because he's not going to, unless an unfortunate injury.
But. Unless. All right.
Have you ordered your Inter kits?
No.
are you going to?
Yes.
Do you know who you're getting on the back?
No. I don't. I think I'm going to do Barella.
Barella home?
Barella home.
I'm going to do Barella away, and then I think I'm going to go... I think I have to go Lautaro. I don't have a Lautaro kit. I think I have to get a Lautaro home kit.
Yeah. The two contract renewals.
Those are the two safest ones to probably get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I thought about Turam. Hakan I thought about too, but I think I'm going to go with those two. Lauti and Barella.
All right. Aslani, 86 minute, came on after we scored to see the game out.
That, yeah, I forgot he was in that there.
Yep, at another midfielder.
There was actually an instance on the edge of the box where Genoa was able to get the ball freely because he didn't come out to mark his man either. And I got kind of annoyed with him. But
yeah, I mean, he also had that.
That's just not his game.
Yeah,
I don't think he really is a regista. I don't think he. I think we need to get off the idea of him being a regista. I'd be okay with, you know, maybe moving him out to Mezzala and see what he can do there, because I just don't think that's a part of his game. I tweeted about this. I want Frentrup at Inter next summer. I think that's a player we have to get. And I think that he would be the perfect vice Çalhanoğlu.
His passing game is not that expansive. I think the most impressive thing about him is he's defensively extremely solid.
And if you have guys in the pitch like Zielinski and Barella who can handle the passing and he can just get it out to those outlets, I'm okay with that.
I don't think Inzaghi's system...
Hakan is an anomaly. He is an anomaly. This isn't his natural position. He's been reformed to play this position.
Yeah.
If he was further up the pitch, you wouldn't be getting those passes from back there anyway. So it's like, I don't think we should expect that level of play from a regista all the time.
Yeah, I think,
you know, like if we got Hjulmand, he wouldn't be doing that. Frendrup obviously would not be doing that. But I think his defensive responsibility, his ability to track back, mark his man, not let them get free shots, the effort is always there. That I can work with.
Yeah, I think there is value in having a midfielder.
And that's the problem.
That's
like,
a little tough.
Someone's gonna listen to this and think, he's okay with Frendrup not being able to pass, but he has a problem with Fratesi. Fratesi plays further up, and I want him to be able to link up with my forwards. Like, I want him to be able to do something, quick 1-2s, be able to chip a ball from the edge of the 18, cross it in, get it, find his, you know, like, if he's able to add that, he's got the effort, he's got the finishing. If he's able to add that, complete midfielder.
Yeah.
How many registas do you know, can you name that are excellent passers, like Hakan?
Rodri.
Okay.
I mean,
that's probably about it.
No, it's not. I don't have the brain power right now to do this.
Okay, fine. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Alessandro, not ready to debate. He is such a Debbie Downer right now that he can't even talk about.
Yeah, I'm not feeling more like...
He just doesn't like Frendrup. He doesn't like Frendrup.
I just said, I think we could...
If you're Danish, he doesn't want you.
I just said I think there's value in having a defensive midfielder.
Victor, are you listening? Victor, you are Danish. I think he has a problem with your people.
Okay. Sorry, just getting a phone call. Where were we? Okay, two things as far as the substitutions that I want to discuss. Awesome to see. A huge risk to see when he took off Hakan to put on Taremi and to play with three forwards. Not content with getting a point in Genoa, wanted to go for the win.
Respect.
I appreciated that. Second thing, he was trying to sub on Pavard. I don't know what happened, but I wonder if we walk away with 3 points today, if that sub was able to be made.
The answer is yes. Pavard doesn't make that mistake.
He doesn't.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why he changed his mind.
Maybe Bissek was tired, and that's that's what happened.
So fatigue makes you take your eyes off the ball and head down like an idiot?
Maybe.
And look, I love the kid. I'm not trying to, like, you know, destroy him. I love Bisek, but that's a big mistake, man. You know, that's, you can't be doing that at this stage. But you know what? Like you said, you know, we take the two mistakes. It happens. We move on, and hopefully we just learn from it, and we don't make those mistakes in game two or match, you know, 35 or whatever, you know. So I think he will take this and he'll learn.
Yeah. I just don't know why that sub wasn't able to.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I actually forgot about it until you brought it up.
Anyway. All right. You have anything else?
No. No, I'm good.
Next up is Lecce at home. When is that game? Let's see.
Is it the 31st? No. What is next weekend?
It's the 24th.
Gosh, I can't do math. Yes, yeah, the 24th.
The 24th. So, when is that, though? It's next Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So Inter Lecce next Saturday. We have a week to be miserable about this. I'm sure Inter Twitter is going to be a...
Oh, thank God.
What?
I mean, not good. We play Atalanta the 30th, but I was worried that... So obviously I'm wearing my Miami Hurricanes hat. We play Florida August 31st at 3:30. And I was going to be torn if Inter played at 2:45 on the 31st, but they play Friday the 30th.
Do you do a Miami podcast, bro? Priorities.
No, I don't. No, Alex Dono has that covered for Miami fans. So
He does. All right. I forgot what my outro was from last week, but...
you want me to pull it up? You want me to do it?
No. Oh, you want to do the outro?
No, I don't want to do it. That's your thing. I mean, but I have it here in front of me.
I think it was follow us on all podcast platforms. Check out our YouTube channel.
All right, everyone, make sure you follow Interviews Pod on all podcast platforms, as well as our YouTube channel and on Twitter or X at InterviewsP0DPod. And come talk to us on Twitter at Alex Rafa, at SauceGMP. And of course, for the most comprehensive Inter coverage in English, be sure to head over to SempreInter.com or SempreInter.com on Twitter. And for the latest news on the Nerazzurri, in the words of the great Roberto Scarpini, Forza ragazzi, Forza ragazzi, Forza ragazzi. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.